Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. And I want to continue connecting the dots. We were connecting the dots before with how the corporations connect our food choices. You know, we think we have freedom to purchase the things that we want, but there's so many things going on behind the scenes that we need to pay attention to, and it's all about connecting the dots. Now we're going to talk a little differently about connecting the dots, and I'm really looking forward to this next half hour. One of the things we've been doing at the Progressive Radio Network is working with other hosts on the show, and it's been fun for me because I get to learn about other great hosts on this network and all the great work that they're doing. And one of them is our next guest, Maria Heller, who is, in addition to being a PRN host of the Maria Heller Show, she's an American writer, speaker, and Reiki master, and a lot more. And I'm just going to bring her right on right now. Welcome to It's All About Food, Maria.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Karen.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad to have you on because I want to know more about this universal wheel and what you've been doing and how we can understand, I guess, all life on Earth.
Well, there's a loaded question.
Not much for half hour.
Well, you know, many years ago, I met a very wonderful teacher. His name was Sun Bear. And he taught a Native American medicine wheel. And I studied with him, and I got totally involved in it and the philosophy of it, and developed what I call the universal medicine wheel, which eliminates any barriers as far as your ethnicity, your sexual orientation, your religion, et cetera, so that people can truly understand that all life is connected and that we're a part of it, and we all depend on each other and every living thing for our own web of life. And, you know, on my own radio show at maria.net, I talk about a lot of political things going on, but it's all connected to the same message. We either learn to live in a sacred manner or we perish as humans.
Yeah, I love that. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of degradation today because many of us are not living in a sacred manner. We're taking so many things for granted for the sake of convenience and comfort without really considering all the repercussions.
Well, I think one of the areas where we are least living a sacred life is our own personal life. And that's where change begins, with your personal life and your personal choices. I heard a little of your show and talked about our food choices. Well, our food choices are the most important thing. That's really pretty much the only vote we have left. So if we're buying processed food, if we're buying and eating animal products, we're voting for the torture and slaughter and murder of innocent animals. Even though someone else is murdering them for you, you're taking that polluted, tortured energy into your body. So how sacred is your temple? How sacred are you treating your own body? You know, I've been myself at a personal choice, an organic vegetarian, for 13 years now.
Woo-hoo! So, bravo!
You know,
I feel
really good about the fact that nothing has to die for me to eat. And even when you do take your vegetables and your fruits, you also need to take them in a sacred manner because they too have a living force, obviously the best living force for the physical human body. So prayer over it, rekeying your food, appreciating it is very important.
Can you just tell me what you just said, rekeying your food? What does that mean?
Well, you know, a lot of people have chosen to become Reiki practitioners. Reiki is a hands-on healing technique. It's a very old technique. I am a Reiki master. So once you've attuned to that energy, all you need to do is put your hands over your food to purify it. And, you know, I just keep telling people, you know, back in the olden days, people used to pray before they ate. Today you need to pray before you eat because you don't know what's in the food.
It may sound a little out there just to put your hands over food, but I want to tell you my own brief experience with Reiki. And I know that there are a lot of people that study it, and just like any field, there are some people that are amazing at it and some people who probably shouldn't be practicing and need to do a lot more work. But I had one experience when I knew absolutely nothing about Reiki, did not know what to expect. I met someone who said he would just show me a little bit, and I lied down and I had no idea what he was going to do. I closed my eyes. I was relaxed. And all of a sudden, I felt this surge of energy from my temples to my toes. I opened my eyes almost in a panic because I didn't know what, I thought it might have been some sort of massage, like other kinds of Swedish massage or something. I didn't know what it was. And I opened my eyes and I said, "What are you doing?" And he had his hands raised above my body, maybe a foot or more. He had incredible control of energy and I felt it instantly. And I'm sure there's lots of different ways to manifest it and people have different, their own styles. But I was an instant believer in the power to this energy transfer.
Well, you know, half the word Reiki is ki, and everybody has ki energy. That's what your body exists in. That's what keeps you alive. That's your living energy.
Mm-hmm.
So a true Reiki practitioner never has to touch you in order for you to benefit from that
right.
energy as they channel it to you.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know, it
it's amazing,
very...
but I'm a believer.
Well, good. But, you know, if you're not a Reiki practitioner, if you're in the healing arts in any way, it's always a good idea to say a little prayer or put your energy into the food. Thank the food for giving its life force to you. Because
now, was there
the
anything
end...
specific other than putting your hands over the food and saying it to...
Well, you want to eat clean food. You want to drink clean water.
Mm-hmm.
That's urgent in a day where, you know, I just got a news story today that said the FDA has found that a lot of food that they're selling us is fake food. It isn't what they tell us it is. Everything from olive oil to lemon juice to pomegranate. So you have to become a wise consumer, whether you wanted to know about these things or not. You need to know or you're going to end up with, you know, severe illness, which will then send you over to the other half of the food production company, which is the pharmaceutical company. People have to understand the same people that own the big food companies own the big pharmaceutical companies and the diet centers. So
yeah, well, one thing that I learned in this book that I was just talking about, Foodopoly, she just has a number of great diagrams in this book that show how all the bad guys are connected.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had interviewed Kevin Trudeau a while ago on his mm-hmm. one of his latest books, and he makes the connection. He names names. So, you know, you can't afford, you know, we're not eating the kind of food our grandparents ate. When people say, oh, you know, my grandparents ate meat until, you know, they were 90 and they died. And I'm like, we're not eating the same food that they had then. Everything
yeah.
today is bastardized.
I mean, I don't recommend eating meat, but the meat today is not the same as it
no.
was.
No,
in
and
the
I,
days
you know, I
of
strongly,
your...
yeah, I strongly suggest people stay away from any kind of animal products, including dairy, because
Absolutely.
All of it is polluted.
You know, you started in the beginning saying that what we can do is eat fruits and vegetables and vote with our fork, and I really believe in that. But I'm starting to believe that although it is very significant to do that, it's not enough, and we need to be writing letters to our officials to make it clear what we want.
Absolutely, but look at the hard time we have, even when we had the referendum on the California ballot to get Monsanto to label their genetically modified food, Monsanto's money won out. So
yeah.
even though there are laws on the books to label our food since 1995, they still have not put the labeling on our food. And that's a lot of lobbyist money. So people are continuing to lobby organic consumers and people like that. But the bottom line is, by the time that happens, you could be deathly sick.
Yeah. Well, I know. I had my own personal romp with illness, and I got out of it, fortunately. And That's a whole nother story. One of the things that I did was, not only was I already on a vegan diet, but I started to juice. And I believe you recently got into juicing yourself?
Yes, I did. All of a sudden last weekend, I got hit with some killer migraines. And I haven't had those for several years because I do also weight train 6 days a week. And I want your audience to know I'm over 60.
Woo! Right on.
And, you know, my last physical 6 months ago, I would put my results up against anybody in their 20s. So, you know, the body needs a few things. It needs clean food, clean water, good sleep, and exercise. It's not that difficult.
That's about it. You know, people seem to understand that when it comes to fancy cars, that they need to take care of them, put in really high quality fuel, and do maintenance on them and keep them in tune. But we don't think about that when it comes to our bodies.
Well, I also think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we've been talked against trusting our intuition. And a classic example is when I started feeling sick. I said, how is this possible? You know, I'm the healthiest person I know. And the little voice inside my head said, juicing. Well, I immediately started juicing the next day.
And that's I'm a big believer in juicing, and there's all kinds of discussions about what it's good for and when it's good, and some of the information I don't agree with out there, but I know that it's really helped me, and I'm really committed to it. But
that's great.
Let's talk about listening to that little voice how we can tune into it.
All you need
and
to
know
do
that
is
it's the right message.
Well, you have to learn to trust it. You know, once you see that it's right most times, you're going to learn to trust it. And the way to hear it is to just be quiet. You know, so many people, their problem is that their mind never shuts off. And whatever it takes to get into a form of meditation, whether it's listening to classical music or, you know, sitting down and writing or working in your garden, whatever keeps you totally focused on what you're doing. Concentration is meditation. And then all of a sudden you get these great eureka ideas. You're like, wow, why didn't I think of that before? You did, but you weren't listening.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important and something that we all need to learn how to do because we know it all. We really do. I mean, a lot of people think they know it all and they don't know anything, but internally, deep inside, we do know so much.
Well, yeah, but, you know, everything in the world is set up to seduce you into all the wrong decisions. You know, people that, you know, you sit in front of your TV, you can sit in front of it for an hour, you're going to see, you know, 15 different ads for either some new fast food garbage or some new pharmaceutical convincing you that there's a new disease out there and you have it. So people have to start being discerning and then just walk away from that and start doing some work on your own. You know, start reading the right books, the books you tout on your show. You know, one movie I'd love to share with your listeners is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've watched that several times now, and I think everybody should watch that movie. Because when you see the results of juicing on some pretty serious cases, I think it's very convincing.
It is, but what people need, I think some people get confused because they use juicing as a temporary fix without changing their bad habits, or they use it for weight loss without changing their habits. And then when they stop juicing, they go back to their old habits, and then there's a roller coaster, and that's a serious problem. But that movie really was powerful, and it was real, especially the second part where a new character is introduced into the film, which wasn't really in expected when they started creating the film.
Right, right. But, you know, the best thing about juicing is it's a great detox. You don't have to do it for your whole life. You don't have to do it for three meals a day. It's a wonderful way to get you used to eating real food. So it's a very good bridge to becoming a vegetarian. Because you do lose the taste for all the garbage that they have out there. I mean, the three seductive tastes in most restaurants are, you know, fat, salt, and sugar.
Yep. SOS, sugar, oil, salt.
Exactly.
There's one cookbook that I like from the True North Health Center. Alan Goldhammer has his chef there, Ramsey's Bravo, and they put out the Bravo cookbook, and they promote SOS free food, mm-hmm. free of sugar, oil, and salt. You know, you put out a book list. I found it when I was preparing for this show of books you recommended from 2000 to 2010, and I'm really glad that I found it. Because there were only really about five books on that list that I've actually read and so many more that I haven't.
Right. Well, a lot of those books are, you know, they're all people I've interviewed. And now, you know, since I changed the format, the new authors I interview are just, I have a copy of the book within the archive of the show. One of the most excellent books, especially if people want to be on a true spiritual journey, is The World Peace Diet by Will Tuttle.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, he was one of the most courageous writers and the only vegetarian writer to make the connection between the energy of those tortured animals and what does that do inside your body. And I think that's why so many people are so angry and depressed all the time. And they don't make the connection. We're connected to all living things.
When you realize that you can thrive, when you can live and thrive without consuming animals and you break away from it, you feel very different. And some of it isn't explainable, but I think it could be something like what you're talking about. When you stop consuming the fear, the frustration, the confusion of other animals.
Well, just think of the life of torture that they have in this, in these agri-farms. That Mercy for Animals does a great job exposing. And the last thought on that poor animal's mind is fear and terror. Well, that's what you're eating, fear and terror. And when I had become a vegan, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I come from an Italian background. And vegans are not exactly, you know, big there. But they don't really eat that much meat either. But my daughter and I used to always get into these arguments, and it would escalate like crazy Italians. And once I became a vegetarian, she says, "Mom, you're no longer fun to argue with."
That is funny.
So she noticed it, and it made me take pause. And I said, "Well, what's the difference? Why do I have this inner peace?" I mean, one of my friends recently accused me of being the fifth element. He said, "You must be the fifth element because even though you have stress like everybody else in your life and situations going on, you never lose your inner peace." Well, I have to attribute it to the fact that I'm not eating terror.
Yeah. I am not comfortable with arguing. I don't like it. I don't mind confrontation where I can bring up some points where things aren't right, but I don't like arguing. And I like to stay in this place of peace. It feels so much better.
Absolutely. I mean, you sleep well at night. Life is a beautiful thing. And, you know, I never try to force my lifestyle on anyone else. But when people look at me and say, you know, "What do you do to look like this? What do you do to stay this healthy? What do you do to stay so even, healed?" Then I will tell them. But it's a matter of making a commitment to yourself and realizing your body is your computer. And if your body's
got
a virus.
But how did you make that decision to go vegetarian and vegan?
Well, you know, for me, I dragged it out for so many years, and then I was going to Tahiti once, and I was reading John Robbins' last book. I think it was The Food Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I could no longer make any excuses. You can't claim to be an environmentalist and eat animals.
Oh, but please, they all do. So many do.
I understand. I understand, and I've dropped subscriptions to a lot of environmental magazines because they have recipes in there for animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really is true. So I decided that I wasn't going, you know, I couldn't make the same excuses. Believe me, I made the same excuses everyone else does. And the bonus was 2 years into being a vegetarian, my thyroid repaired itself and I no longer had to be on thyroid medication.
Oh, good for you.
So I've seen the physical changes in my body as a result of my choices. I'm not going to force that on anyone else, but if they're walking around and they're 300-400 pounds and they're in their 30s and they're on all kinds of prescriptions, they need to look at, you know, you truly are what you eat.
I know. It's really heart-wrenching. You probably know that there's a lot to it, to this whole obesity scenario. I really believe that food can fix it, but we're learning so many different things about all the artificial chemicals that are in the environment, in plastics and in the can liners, the endocrine and disruptors that actually encourage us to get fat, that some of it is out of our control to some degree.
Well, it's out of your control as long as you let it be. I mean, people could make that choice. I'm not going to eat processed foods. You know, when I go to the supermarket, it's very easy. I only hit the fruits and vegetables, and I'm gone.
It's funny. I don't see anything else as food when I walk into
a supermarket.
I mean,
I run away from the meat cases. I've been doing that for years because I can almost hear the screams coming out of that cage.
Yeah, I can hear them too. And it takes a certain amount of energy to turn that off because I wouldn't be able to function and do anything productive if I let that frequency in.
Exactly. Well, think about the frequency of eating that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to think about it. I don't
well,
do it.
Well, this is, you know, I'm talking to your audience because, you know, look, I'm just like everybody else, you know, just a human being trying to figure it out as I go along. But after a while, you have to say enough is enough, you know.
Yeah.
And when you look at, you know, the deliberate poisoning of our food supply, which is deliberate, so that, you know, it's all about money, so that you become lazy, you're not interested in what your government's doing, you know, you're too busy, you know, eating like a slob and feeling like crap, your mind's not working. And this is how tyranny begins, when the people are, you know, so out of shape and so whipped by the end of the day that they don't care about anything else. They don't care about the injustice going on around the world. They're easy to control.
Yeah. And do you think that it's that clearly intentional or that just trying to
I no longer have any doubt. You know, years ago I wanted to live in La La Land like most people, but because of the research I've had to do for my show, I think that it's a deliberate, if you add in the poisoning of our air with chemtrails, the poisoning in our food, the filth in our drinking water, no one should be drinking tap water. Add vaccines and pharmaceuticals to that, and you've got a perfect mix to control the people, control the population through lethargy, no empathy, you know, just laziness, sloth, desperation, fear, you name it.
What are you drinking for water when you don't drink tap water? What are you doing with your water?
Well, I first start out with a reverse osmosis system.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in the mountains of Arizona. We have pretty clean water, but I still use a reverse osmosis system. And then I use a Neken water filter, which puts the minerals and vitamins you need in water back into the water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm at a friend's house and, you know, I want some water, if their water's not filtered, there's no way I'm drinking it. And I also have filters on my shower head because don't forget, when you're taking a shower, your skin is absorbing all that chlorine and who knows what else is in it.
Fluorine, fluoride.
Right, fluoride and, you know, all the rest of the mind-numbing drugs.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people will say, well, that's kind of fanatical, but, you know, my bottom line is who's healthy and who isn't.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. When you're used to drinking clean water and you're out somewhere in a restaurant or in someone's home and they pour you a glass, I mean, I smell it before I could even drink it, and I think, no, I'm going to pass. I can
if you
wait.
Can smell it and it has a color, don't drink it.
Okay,
again,
we just have 2 minutes, so tell me something inspiring, something good. I always like to leave on a happy, delicious note.
Well, the good thing is I think more people, and what I'm finding, because I also do some private counseling work, is a lot of 20-year-olds and younger are totally aware. So I think that a lot of the work that our generation has done, and I really don't know what generation you fit into, is getting through, but young people are getting it on so many levels. And that's one of the best sights that I've seen in my entire life, is that all this work is actually paying off.
Okay, well, Maria, thank you for joining me, and it's all about food, and I can't wait to go back to your website and listen to a lot of your podcasts and read your books.
Thank you. There's a whole bunch there that are for free. Just hit the free show tabs and enjoy.
Okay, three is good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Karen Hartglass. You've listened to It's All About Food. Did you enjoy the show today? Let me know. I have an email, info@realmeals.org, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you, and have a delicious week.